Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 41, Art History. Professor Christopher Roy of the University of Iowa opened my eyes to the place of African efforts in the art world pantheon. The first class I ever took with him began with a look at H.W. Janssen's quintessential art history textbook, The History of Art. The historical overview in Janssen's sweeping tome went like this. Chapter 1. Magic and Ritual, The Art of Prehistoric Man. Chapter 2. The Art of Egypt. 3. The Art of the Near East. And then the Aegean, the Classical Greeks, the Romans, Medieval Art, the Renaissance, the Mannerists, etc. On up to today. Here was humanity's aesthetic progress rising from primordial beginning to sophisticated present. Janssen's opening prehistoric chapter included several images of African wood-carved sculptures, alongside images of Paleolithic cave paintings. Professor Roy pointed out that all those African sculptures had been made within 50 years of the book's publication. Here was a bad attitude, hiding in plain sight. Later, when I was studying redware, I found that old sources of information can offer more than stale, ossified opinions. For example, there is something surprisingly fresh in reading about current trends in American pottery, including an up-and-coming woman named Adelaide Alsep Robineau. This sort of research also inspired, among other things, this podcast. Of course, even the field of ceramic history research doesn't always come out roses. Charles Fergus Binns holds a respected position as the founder of Alfred University's vaunted ceramics program in 1900. Might a pottery book, in his words, offer interesting kernels of insight? His opening chapter on pottery's historical overview mirrored Hansen's primordial to sophisticated trope. Binns began with a discussion of Native American pottery. Quote, "It must always be an open question how much credit for artistic feeling can be given to primitive races. Crude and unprepared clays were used for the most part, but the makers could scarcely have been conscious of the charming color play produced by the burning of a red clay in a smoky fire. The pottery of the Indians is artistic in the sense of being an expression of an indigenous art, and much of it is beautiful, though whether the makers possessed any real appreciation of beauty is open to doubt." Unquote. He then proceeded from this primordial beginning to classical Greek pottery, then the Romans, then on and on and on, etc., etc., etc. Old knowledge is a valuable resource, not to be ignored lightly. Just never confuse old knowledge with bankrupt ideas. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that classic and challenging tenet of Charles Seymour. We shall seek the truth and endure the consequences.